This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, whatever problem we're having it again. We had this problem. I don't think it happened when you were here, though, did it, Ben? I have lost, and it's on my end. I lost connection. I've already lost connection with you twice. So you might want to go ahead and start playing something because I'm getting jumpy things happening right now. Now you may want to just do, if you can start at this segment, you can, you talk while I talk. You get it going and let me know. Okay. We'll do this as best we can. And here's what I'm going to do, because as soon as I get off here, I'm going to find out. Thanks to the beauty of radio, we do this over IP, Internet Protocol. And I have the fastest connection in my state, and for some reason it isn't working. For some reason. And I'll be going from here to getting on the phone and finding out why not. See if I can pull that up again. It won't pull it up. Ain't doing it. Oh, gosh. Can you guys still hear me in the chat room? Because what I'm thinking is going on, it doesn't matter if you go to... the problem isn't going to be GCN. GCN is solid. It's going to be my problem. I got to find out what's going on with that. That's what I'm thinking. Where we at, Ben? Roger that. Well, while I'm thinking about it, this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. What there is of it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have not joined them. They are now the presenting sponsor. There's a reason for that. That's because they do so doggone much stuff. Especially when it comes to walking around and carrying a gun if you're going to use it in self-defense. Second Call Defense, go check them out. Okay, load it up. We'll be back tomorrow night. I apologize for this. It is not GCN's problem. So it's my problem. Out of here, everybody. Stay safe. Thanks, Ben. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You too.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body. Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there. Check them out. This is the only thing I'm exercising, dieting, Heart and Body. That's it. That's my regimen. All right. Unfortunately, very few people get out there and actually do a couple of things like warn the government. The other day, my next guest and quite a few people joining him, they decided to warn the government. So joining me, it's been a while, from the Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
So tell me, okay, I've read the letter. I might have read parts of the letter out loud on the air for all I remember, but the Firearm Coalition, and there's a Firearm Coalition, there's a Firearm Policy Coalition, which is in California, right?
Right, and we are completely separate. We're friends going in the same direction.
Right. The guerrilla group that is the Firearm Coalition. You guys decided that this whole secret list thing was just a little bit more than you guys could take, and you didn't even want to wait on it to.
Yeah. And our friends, you know, I'm reminded of an old joke from a long time ago that it's sad that it's been around for so long. But, you know, the Democrats voted to burn the Constitution. The Republicans agreed to a compromise where they phased it in over 6 months. And this is that kind of compromise, what my Senator Jeff Flake and others are endorsing is every bit as much a violation of the Fifth Amendment as the original idea was, just the secret list. You don't know how you get on that list. You don't know how you get off of it. If somebody decides you need to be there, they're going to put you on the list.
The list, yeah. Now, let me tell you my thoughts on the list. I've heard about the list. I nobody knows who's on the list. I know on one of the on the bad list that the majority of the people that are on the bad list are not even in the United States. Right? This is the terrorist watch list, right?
Supposedly, you know, we don't know though. They won't show it to us.
My thought is that they want to, if they can get that made a prohibited person's list, then all of a sudden people start getting added to the list. That's my worry with it. What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah, totally. And there's no, you know, the Fifth Amendment talks about that due process business. And due process means you go to court and you become adjudicated in some fashion. Either you've been adjudicated in a and have been determined to be a felon, or you've been adjudicated to be a mental defective, which is what the Gun Control Act of 68 says,
right.
Or it's been expanded to be a violent domestic abuser, which really should be a felon, but they expanded the term of the concept of a misdemeanor. So that's the Lautenberg Amendment.
Right.
But that's due process. At least there's due process. At least the violent, you know, the guy that slaps his wife and he's been arrested for it and he had a trial and the judge said, you are now a violent misdemeanor and you're now a prohibited person. There's no due process. Ted Kennedy was on that list. There's a parents of a was an 8-month-old baby. That, and I think now he's like 7 years, and they're still trying to get this kid off the list. They won't give his...
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. You call law enforcement.
that you receive your deserved justice. One-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being taken away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Back to the phones we go. Tom in Baltimore talking about the possibility of two Americas. What do you think that would look like, Tom?
Well, I'm not quite sure, Bill. I'll tell you, it'd be nice if we were divided in blue and red states like they have you believe, but it's more of a striation that would make it difficult. And I'm sure that there would be a lot of consternation over trying to divide. However, if people realized just how much we've really lost. And listen, I was guilty of it myself. I worked an entire career. And you get caught up and you don't realize just how much we've really lost, how dependent we've become, how many of our own personal responsibilities to ensure that we kept the kind of government we were given, we've ceded. We've become very dependent, and as dependency goes, oftentimes you slip into it. It's kind of a slippery slope. You don't realize it because you are being provided for. But, you know, the end result, I think you know this, is after we delude ourselves for a period of time and things aren't so abundant anymore as they are now, we realize that we've really slipped into what dependency really is, and that's enslavement, bondage to those who were, you know, doing the giving. And I don't think it was by accident. I think it was by design. We were warned of it, and we screwed up.
Well,
how free are we, Bill? Really?
Well, we're not that. Well, we haven't been free for a long time, ever since we got property tax now, have we? We don't really own anything, do we?
I think it goes back, you know, well over 100 years, back to the 13th and 14th Amendment. You know, black folks thought that it was a good thing. I think most people did. I think it was very deceitful how that was done. And if you look at those amendments, they're worded very oddly. I challenge anyone to really read them and how it puts us under the jurisdiction. It puts all of us into a slave state. Really?
Well, here's what I would say about that.
Blacks, you know, are no longer partial human beings. They're full human beings, clearly. You know, we should have called the Constitution sure what it was, and that was God's law. It was a spinoff of the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta was based on biblical principles. Let's call things by their proper name. Give credit where credit is due. Listen, these Christian principles that our Constitution, the Magna Carta, were founded on certainly would have helped in keeping us from falling into that quagmire of slavery, which is still haunting us today. Did no one any good.
Well, all of that.
Civil rights. Listen, we got a new right today, I heard, at the Democratic Convention. No longer is health care a privilege. The esteemed senator or congressman from my state said, now it's a right given to us by Barack Obama. So I guess we pray we should include him with Jesus Christ, right? I mean, listen, our rights were given to us by God. Now he's giving them to us.
Regarding Obama, that's false. Right, but it's falling apart. I mean, all of these changes are pulling out. All of the all the major players, all the major insurers are pulling out. Right now, there's a big question about who's actually funding some of the exchanges because no funds have been allocated to do that. So I think one of the problems that Obama has, one of the reasons he's pushing so hard and campaigning with Hillary, who should be right now in handcuffs and you know, being in a different kind of pantsuit in a cell, is that he understands that Trump is crazy enough when he gets in as president to go out there and get a headhunter as the attorney general and start unraveling some of this Obama nonsense and go lock up Eric Holder, lock up Loretta Lynch, lock him up, lock Hillary up. I mean, nobody's above the law, right? And Trump has an ego big enough to actually go out and do some right stuff.
Well,
so as far as all that goes, and this isn't even talking to...
I think we all as citizens are above the law. We're subject to the penalties of the law, but the law is part of government that we create. That's not saying we're entitled to break it. If we break it, we're subject to those penalties. But I think we walk a dangerous tightrope and a slippery slope that presents itself when we say the law is above us. It kind of makes a law like God, and in fact, it's not. It's what we're using. We're using biblical truths and making man's law, but we're still above that. Simply, we're subject to the penalties of that law. Just like the jury. Listen, we have advised...
In the case of the two Americas, okay, I don't know how they would look. Since I lost time, I'll finish this because I always love talking about this. I don't mind there being two Americas. I'm perfectly good with the liberals just setting up shop. And let them tax everything. Let them welcome all the immigrants. Let them have get rid of all the guns. We'll have the guns. We'll have the businesses. As long as we have Texas in the free United States and the red United States, we'll be good to go. We'll be doing, fossil fuels. We'll be able to drive around wherever they want, wherever we want. They'll only be able to drive when the sun comes out or if the wind is blowing. Yeah. By all means, let them separate from, and then I want Trump to build walls around all of these liberal enclaves that are very, very high and very, very dangerous. Very dangerous to climb over so that they can stay there and enjoy their liberal utopian vision of what life should be. What life should be. In any event, we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're finally going to talk about what happened in Massachusetts after Healy went all unilateral on us there, which I said we were going to do at the end of the last hour, but that's all okay because we are going to be right back because right here we are. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ben, can you hear me right now? Okay, it is getting really hairy over here. Did you look at what I sent you on the text dialogue on Skype? Well, okay, I'll just tell you. I think you probably want to go to some. You go ahead and start teeing something up, something to replay for the last two segments, because I think I'm about to be out of power here very shortly. I got flicker. Yes, yes. If you go ahead and get that started, folks. Yeah, we're going to we're gonna put something on that's already been on some sort of rebroadcast for the last two segments, because I'm getting hammered here right now via a storm. And we'll, you know, let me know when you got ready to go there, Captain Kirk. Of course, I can tell you that this portion of the show has been brought, you know, as it always is, brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Okay, we will see you guys tomorrow. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. Enjoy the rest of the show and enjoy some non-lightning spiked audio, if you will. Thank you, Ben. We'll be back tomorrow in about 21 hours. Out of here.
You need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Going to the phones, Kakarot, or as I know him, Tony in the big truck. Good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm doing doing lovely, sir. How about you? You sound like you're doing better.
I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to cope. I was having some coping issues, so I coped.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us had those this past week. The gentleman who you had on talking about the different grips and everything else, diagnosing the condition, that was an extremely interesting interview.
Yeah, you know, well, I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to do, Tony. You know, I gotta keep everybody interested in what I'm doing. I'm having a really interesting problem because, you know, I went back to the range thinking, I got all these nice guns. Watch me shoot these nice guns. It's going to be so good. And I got up there and I was like, holy moly, I can't hit anything I'm aiming at. So I've got this problem I've never had before.
Just like you and I have spoke before, when you had, you know, I had my heart surgery when I was 10. Big difference in age. But
right.
I still had to relearn how to do things. I had to relearn how to walk. I had to relearn how to hold myself properly because I wanted to hunch over all the time. I had to start building my muscles back up. All right. Last year, I had a sizable chunk of my innards taken out.
Goodness.
So for 9 weeks, I didn't do anything. And, I mean, nothing. Of course, and then I had to build back up slowly, being able to do anything. Well, when I finally went to the range, I realized that I was at about 15 yards, I was shooting about 4 inches to the left.
Sounds like me.
I have finally worked my way back to where I'm almost center now, but I don't go often enough. I will never be as competent as you are because I just don't go enough. But a lot of what you're going through, I'm sure there's many out there who have gone through the same exact things, having to relearn how to use their hands, not only from surgery, but arthritis. All right? I've got a lot of arthritis in my hands. So I have to, I had to add a Hogue grip onto my 9mm just to have enough surface there for me to be able to grab it and have a good bite when I go to hold on to it. And, you know, I don't know how yours are or how you have done, but maybe that's something you might need to do.
None of mine have, like, a rubberized grip on them. Most of the guns I'm shooting are all polymer guns, and I'm actually very pleased that the grip was reduced by Agency Arms because I do have some pain in my hands, too, and that reduced grip makes it easier for me to hang on to it.
All right. And see, I did the same thing. I did martial arts when I was younger, but mine is from working on jet aircraft for 20-some-odd years.
Yeah, I'm imagining you probably had a lot of slip wrenches punching metal, didn't you?
Right, exactly. Along with just repetitive motion, and shooting a rivet gun is a constant harsh vibration to your hand.
Right.
And depending upon what type of metal you're bonding together with the rivets, it can be gentle or it can be excruciatingly hard. So, you know, and then I was an auto mechanic and I worked on the engines and everything. So anyways, long story short, yes, I've got a lot of arthritis in my hands. And I have lost, because I drive a truck now, I have lost the meat that I used to have in my hands. I used to be very, very strong.
Right.
But now my fingers are slender. My hands have gotten weaker. You know, I look at them, I think they're sissy girl hands because I don't have the strength I used to have, you know. But I'm right there with you, brother.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's something that, and I've talked to a bunch of people about this, one of the groups of people that none of the gun companies market to, hence they're not developing product for it. Although sometimes inadvertently it does benefit, is people our age that are actually the ones that can afford their super duper gee whiz holy moly Shazam guns. And but at the same time, they're not marketing them to us per se because, you know, we're yesterday's warriors. You know, we don't look like, we don't have the look anymore. We don't have the mohawks and the washboard abs and everything else.
Yes, they're being marketed to the younger generation, the younger fellas who just came out of the military or still are in the military, the police officers, etc. But when you get aged like us, you need the better trigger.
Well, see,
you need and the better grips. You know?
I've been telling them that.
One thing that I'm very curious as to whether they could do this, and I think it would actually work, but I don't know how far they would have to take the grip down, like on a Glock. And there'll be somebody, if there's somebody listening and I find out you're doing this now, I will find you and I will bring legal action. I'm wondering if they can't take the grip of a polymer gun and really reduce it down a real nice amount and then spray something sort of like those pickup truck liners that are like a rubberized granular grip grain to it.
Yeah.
It would be sort of like a Hoag or a Pacmeyer grip, but at the same time it's bonded to this to the polymer. I don't know how they would go about doing it. I don't know why they don't do it. But like the trigger that's a lighter trigger, that works better for hands that are feeling pain and everything else. And I've been talking to a few of them about this and everybody's going, because the truth is we're the only ones that can afford their gadgets.
Right. And as far as having that stuff bond to the polymer, you would have to have an agent, whether I'm just going to throw stuff out there, whether it's methyl ethyl ketone or acetone or different type of chemicals that will soften it just enough to allow said material to bond.
Right.
You know, and like you said, but the second thing you have to remember, by adding like a rhinoliner to it, you have the granular in it. At the same time, if it's too aggressive, you will shred your hands.
Yeah, and that would be, for a company like Agency that has already figured out how to make something good, great, this would not be a big step for them. And they're actually, I think they're sort of pondering this, and we haven't actually talked about it in depth. But, we're not going to be forgotten, Tony. We're the ones that... We still got the mojo. They just got to help us keep it.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Ben, I have noticed that we've had none of Joy Brown's callers tonight. We haven't had anybody trying to sell us any timeshares calling either. What did you do? Do it some more. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. That's secondcalldefense.org. Coming from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership website, there's a guy named Gary who used to be a healthcare worker, now retired. He wrote them an article. He wrote them a letter. He said, "Dear DRGO, I am now retired, but have worked in healthcare and human services during most of my career. DRGO is doing a good job. I know and have known physicians, nurses, and dentists who hunt, carry for defense, target shoot. Great folks. One friend of mine chased off an armed attacker who accosted a pair of doctors headed into a medical conference by just drawing his weapon. I liken the decrease in crime and increase in firearm ownership to the increase in sanitation and antibiotics and health care and the decrease in mortality. For those that would say no legal carry or ownership by the law-abiding citizen, then how about no antibiotics and sanitary practices for their living and health care circumstances? Makes about the same sense. Keep up the good work of telling it like it is, Gary." Now, here's what DRGO says about this. You know, there are opponents that do not look on self-defense as an inherent right, as something that we're born with. They do not see responsible firearm ownership. They seek to characterize the irresponsible and criminal use of firearms as typical and inherent to firearms ownership in general. All of us do it. It's just a matter of time. Now, that notion serves as a stepping stone for their argument that guns and their ownership are the causative factor, the etiology of social ills. This is a textbook exercise in sophistry. You know what I mean? The evidence, it turns out, not only proves them wrong, it flips the script of their narrative. Because the truth is, neither gun ownership or guns themselves, but crime and criminals are the perpetual social illness. This intrinsic shortcoming of humanity can be cured in countless individual causes and mitigated on a societal level by the unfettered and responsible exercise of the Second Amendment right by the populace. Robert Heinlein once said, an armed society is a polite society. Manners are good when one may have to back up his acts with his life. So, in other words, to an extent, guns aren't the disease, they're the cure. 80% of handgun predators have encountered armed citizens. This coming from a U.S. Department of Justice-funded Wright Rossi study beautifully illustrates the meaning of Heinlein's statement, and thus the notion of firearms ownership as a social sanitizer. Survey questioned over 1,800 incarcerated felons and demonstrated that broad firearm ownership constitutes a clear and significant deterrent to crime. Specifically, the participants, all felons serving time in prisons across the nation, indicated the following. 74% felt that burglars avoided occupied dwellings for fear of being shot. 80% of handgun predators have encountered an armed citizen. 40% did not commit a specific crime for fear that the victim was armed. 34% of handgun predators were scared off or shot at by armed victims. 57% felt that the typical criminal feared being shot by citizens more than he feared by being shot by police. Then there's the works of John Lott and, you know, his book, which is More Guns, Less Crime, which is constantly being revised. So to return to the sanitizer analogy, there is no, and this is a scientific fact that doctors will tell you, and coming from doctors, it's a really good comparison to take into consideration. There is no amount of soap and sanitizer that's going to create a perfectly sterile world. And here you come to this distinction between sterile and sanitary. Sterile is totally devoid of living microorganisms. And the other one means hygienic and clean, or in other words, good enough. Good enough. And it's not a nuanced one, and it goes to emphasize the point that there's more practically achievable and thus preferable from both a social and political perspective to strive for sanitation to keep the germs at bay. Firearms ownership as a social sanitizer becomes demonstrably keeps certain evils at bay. That's because it is impossible to sterilize the world and eradicate all evils, since there are inherent flaws and failings in the nature of man, which we're never going to be able to eradicate. It's never going to be able to be made. You know, there's always going to be predators. There's always going to be people seeking the easy way. There's always going to be victims. Yet the gun prohibitionists want you to accept that they can cure certain social ills by stripping good people of the ability to defend themselves, to sterilize them, in other words, to take away all means, while at the same time they're not sterilizing anything except one part of society. Now, if you tell a lie and if you repeat it enough times, then for some people this becomes perceived as the truth. And, you know, how many times does that take before it becomes acknowledged as a truth? How many people, for how long, must exercise a right for it to be unassailable? You know, there's really no way of knowing. How much soap and sanitizer are needed to keep a family healthy? Soap and hand sanitizer are sold in bulk quantities. It's up to you how much you have. And right now, thank God, it is up to you if you defend yourself or not. Right now, it's still an option. They want to take the option away without a doubt. Without a doubt. But it is, to be sure, it is It is something they're trying to stop. And they do it with stupid notions, junk science, lies. They do it with all of those things. Now, tomorrow on the show, I have no idea what we're going to do, but I'm going to try to get another guest to talk about technique, because I'm very concerned about technique. And tomorrow I may be going to the range, but I will do the show. I promise you. But I'm going to be going out and seeing what I can do regarding the technique. I've got plenty of ammo to do this. I need to go shoot some of the ammo. Just because it just makes my soul feel good. Now, one other thing I'll lead with this tomorrow, because this is something I need to ask. I need to find out if you guys aren't going to be in it, not going to be involved in it, it does me no good to try. I've asked this question before. I got a very lukewarm reception. I didn't get told not to do it, but then again, nobody got out there and said, oh, yeah, go for it, Bill. So I'm going to ask again, but I'll do that tomorrow. I will do that tomorrow. The fight. In certain places, it's getting hot. In Lexington, Massachusetts, it's getting hot up there right now. Connecticut, it's already hot. New York, it's already hot. I mean, even though it's failing, it's hot. California is getting hot. California is getting hot. And one day we may have to make a choice. And that's why I'm training now, because if the time does come and I have to make a choice, I want to have my technique right. I want to be able to play. Because I'm real tired of what we got going on right now. So much so that we're going to do this again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.